We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle, presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill.
Way down the lane, look out below! He elevates and slams with two hands.
Live from Corelli's of Boulder, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, it's good to be coming to you from Corelli's of Boulder, on the corner of Baseline and 30th, here in Boulder, Colorado, for Buffs Prime Time on a Monday night. And I'll tell you what, when you look out in front of us right now at the restaurant, this is the few, the proud, the hearty Buffs fans.
Hearty.
Yes, without question.
Wait, hey, we always ask for toughness from our players. This is a tough crowd right here. They made it through the elements.
Without question. The snow's been falling pretty much all day. It's slick out there. But we've got the hearty souls here tonight for Buffs Prime Time. Next hour, we're going to talk with head coach Tad Boyle here for a half hour. Tyler Bay is going to join us, a junior for the Colorado Buffaloes. And Alex Earle is here, assistant coach for the CU women's team, as they get set for what they're home for two consecutive weekends now. In fact, they've got, I beg your pardon, no, that's not right, Alex. They're on the road against Washington schools this week, then home for a couple of consecutive weeks. They got a big event coming up here in a couple of weeks we'll talk about as well. The CU men, now 17-5 in the season. They are 6-3 in Pac-12 conference play. Is it four or five teams now they're tied in the loss column?
I forget.
I think it's five teams tied in the loss column.
Yeah. Five, Troy, thank you.
Five tied in the loss column atop the league with three losses. The Buffaloes are one of them earlier today. The Buffs came in at number 24 in the AP and the coaches poll. I think it was 17 the net coming off a split this past weekend in Los Angeles. Lost at UCLA on Thursday and then had a heck of a game on Saturday against USC. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's not talk about Thursday.
No, just, well, I guess.
Look, it's, you know, it's funny. You can look at it from two angles. I talked to our team today about perspective.
Right.
And, you know, you can take the perspective that we weren't very good against UCLA and we were terrific against USC, but I also think the perspective that you got to look at sometimes is we are not a team that's sneaking up on anybody anymore.
No.
I mean, we are a team that's getting everybody's best shot, and you got a team like UCLA those kids are not at UCLA because they can't play. You don't get a scholarship to play basketball at UCLA if you're not talented. And they're talented, and they've got pride, and they're getting better. They've won four of their last five. So as disappointed as I am in the result, and certainly that was a winnable game, sometimes you have to say, you know, UCLA deserved to win that game. And our thought for the day today, Mark, was the hungry cat catches more mice. And what I wanted our players to realize is that that's really what college basketball comes down to when you've got two talented teams going head-to-head. It's who wants it more. And
right.
And the one area where that shows up is in the rebounding column. When they've got 10 more rebounds than we have, and every one of those rebounds was a missed shot on one side of the floor or the other, and they got 10 more than us, they were the hungrier cats that night. And we weren't. And now against USC, we played with a little bit more determination and toughness and hunger. And that's what we have to realize, understand, and at least have that kind of effort and intensity and toughness every night. Because against USC, we're as good as we've been all year. We played really well against Utah here at home.
Yep.
But, man, we haven't been as good against anybody on the road this year than we were against USC after a disappointing performance against UCLA. So
you just touched on something I'm not sure we've talked enough about this season, and that's that switch from being a team that's a good team but not sitting at the top of the league, not in the top 25, you know, and going out and trying to knock – going to Arizona trying to knock them out or playing a Kansas and trying to knock them out, where you come in with expectation now.
Yes,
and so
that's right.
The opposition's ratcheting up a little bit. You know, it hasn't been often over the course of the years where Arizona's looking up at Colorado when you come into town, right?
Absolutely.
And so that does change everything a little bit.
It changes everything. And we've been on the other side of that.
Sure.
And we know how much we got up to play, you know, Arizona when they come in. They're ranked. And,
yep.
Well, guess what? Now we're going in Arizona. We're ranked, and they're not. Well, those kids take that personal, too. You know, we're not the only ones that want to win. We're not the only ones, you know, that prepare and practice hard. We're not the only ones that are competitive. So you have to understand, you better bring it every single night. And that's again, you know, I know people get tired of hearing me talk about defense and rebounding. I sound like a broken record. But those two things, if you do them at a high level, give you a chance to win. Doesn't mean you're going to win.
Yeah.
But it gives you a chance on the nights where your offense isn't very good. Against UCLA, our offense wasn't great. But our defense was good enough, but our rebounding was not good enough.
No,
so we
good.
Lose the game. Now, against USC, we shoot 52%, and we rebound, and we defend. We win by 20 on the road. Well, if we shoot 42% against USC, we can still win that game because
sure
we
can.
Defended and rebounded. But you can't. You know, there's only so much you can overcome.
Psychology of sports, though, has always been fascinating. 3 decades of doing this, I'm always fascinated
yeah.
by it. We had Dallas Walton was on TV with us earlier tonight. We got talking about, you know, even though he's been hurt, he's a veteran guy. He's been
yeah.
around here for quite a while. And Tyler, who we'll have coming up here, he's a veteran guy. McKinley, Lucas, guys that have been here, about how you get them to understand where we need to come with that kind of energy or crispness, I think was
yeah.
the word you used the other night, game in and game out.
You'd hope it came with maturity, and
right.
and but the fact of the matter, we still only have 2 seniors, and we still have some guys that think, you know, and it's a really fine balance, Mark. I think I grew up in Greeley, and there was a legendary high school coach over there at Greeley Central named Jim Baggett,
mm-hmm.
and Jim Baggett won multiple state championships back in the 50s and 60s, and I had a chance to be around him when he was, you know, after he retired. And he told me one time when I got into coaching, and I'll never forget it, he says, the key to coaching is you got to get your players to think they're better than they are.
Hmm.
And now he didn't coach in the age of social media.
But everybody thinks they're better than they are.
Well, some guys, some do and
right,
some don't.
Right. No,
and that's my point. Like some players, like, you know, and I look at that with my, I've got 2 sons. You know,
yeah.
one of them isn't as good as he thinks he is, and the other one's a hell of a lot better than he thinks he is.
We want to ask you to tell us.
No, don't give me the name. But and we've got players on our teams that are the same way. Some
yeah.
guys are better than they think they are because they lack maybe a little bit of confidence. And other guys aren't as good as they think they are, but they've got the bravado and they think they can, you know, conquer the world. And you want that conquer the world mentality, but you want it to be with the realization of the real world of you're not going to go in and just, you know, puff out your chest and
right.
beat somebody. You got to go do it on the backboard. You got to do it by taking care of the ball and executing. And so you got to, you know, you got to feel like you're better than you are, but you got to play with that chip on your shoulder. And finding that balance is really, really tough over 31 games. And because you want a little bit of both, and but to find that perfect kind of combo of both is a challenge, and that's what makes coaching fun or
not so fun,
nerve-wracking.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the other aspect of that is, and I always go back to the great Jeff Buzdelic line. He always talked about the will and the want to. And you think about that game on Saturday. And so Ted and I talked a lot over the various interviews that we did about rebounding. Colorado, their first three road games in the Pac-12 had given up 43 offensive rebounds, about 14 per game over those three. Give up, what, seven the other
seven.
Night? Seven.
Yeah,
the other night.
And about three of them came late.
Yeah, yeah, they were kind of blown by the wires.
Yeah.
But in that ball game, just the will and the want to, of it seemed like every time a ball came off the rim, there were two or three Buffs on the ball all the time, battling each other for the rebound.
Exactly.
And it's that effort, the will, the want to, whatever you want to call it, that really can set a team apart.
It's the hungry cat catches more mice. The hungry cat goes up and gets that rebound. I mean, the one that wants it more, the one that has the will to go get it. So there's a lot of ways you can say it, but the bottom line is you got to go do it. And we did it on Saturday at a high, high level against a very talented team.
Sure.
And UCLA, I don't want to minimize UCLA people look at their record, and I said it before the game, you can't look at this team's record because they got a new coach, a new system, a new, you know, a lot of young players that are coming along, and they've got some talented guys. They've got good players, but they, you know, they struggled early, but they've won four out of five, and they're as good as any team in our league right now, and we're going to have our hands full when they come back in a couple of weeks, but we got other things in front of us before that, but it was a, you know, overall, you know, everybody is satisfied with the split. If we want to compete for championships, we got to be able to do what Arizona did this weekend. They went to Washington State, and got a sweep on the road. Now we don't get to make that trip, but we get two more opportunities. We got the Oregons and Stanford, Cal, and obviously the single trip going to Utah. So, We just got to figure out how to win your next game. I always get back to that.
Buffaloes have got there are a couple of early games this week. The game on Thursday is actually a 6 o'clock game. A lot better than 9 o'clock.
I love the 6 o'clock.
Yeah, those are
nice.
Then
4 o'clock on Saturday is even better.
You know, I threw at the end of the broadcast on Saturday night at USC, I kind of threw that challenge out to Buff Nation. I mean, your team is a top 25 team. You're battling for a Pac-12 championship. And you've got a couple of early games, a 6 o'clock game, and there's an afternoon game on Saturday. There's only four home games remaining.
That's right.
This team has earned the right to have, and we're preaching to the choir with the people that are here, of course.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Earn the right to have that place rocking on Thursday.
Absolutely. Saturday. Yeah, I mean, this is what college basketball is all about. Yep. And I've always said, you know, we all have jobs to do. You know, Mark, you've got a job as a broadcaster. I've got a job as a coach. Our players have jobs. And, you know, our fans, look, if they want to consider themselves fans, if they want to consider themselves college basketball, you know, people who appreciate that game, this is where we need you. And four more times, it's not too much to ask. And it's a heck of a lot of fun. This is a great team to watch. Our guys, I feel like we lay it on the line. Even when we don't play well, it's not like we didn't show up against UCLA. We just didn't play well enough in certain areas to win. But this team brings it, and they're very deserving of the support we've gotten so far. And I just want to thank the fans that have supported us. I mean, they've been fantastic this year.
The Buffaloes also have a player that today was named one of the top 10 in America. That's a tease right there, gang. We'll explain what that's all about on the other side of this. It's Buffs Primetime. We're here at Corelli's of Boulder. Come on out and see us Monday nights from 7 until 8. Come and see Corelli's anytime. Always great food here at Corelli's in the corner of Baseline and 30th. Back in a moment. This is Colorado Basketball from Deerfield IMG College.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Pac-12 basketball is back on SiriusXM, and we've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio from hosts like Eddie House, Evan Moore, and Sean Farnham, as well as live play-by-play. Listen to your favorite team live for $4 per month as long as you're a student. Subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Pac-12 Hoops.
Hey, Buff fans. Google is teaming up this year with Vision Zero and would like to encourage everyone to approach traffic safety in a fundamentally different way that promotes safe travel for all. Let's all commit to safe street, safe speeds, safe vehicles, and safe people. Remember that traffic collisions are preventable, and even one fatality is too many. Together, we can make a difference in our communities. Thank you, and go Buffs! Supported by Google, Vision Zero, and Ralphie's Green Stampede. Hey, Buff fans, we're excited to announce our partnership with Siltahar Motors. Siltahar has been locally owned for almost 60 years, and they're proud supporters of CU. Whether you're in the market for your first car to your dream car, visit sthmotors.com or call 303-469-1801 or come see the team. Located off Highway 36 in Wadsworth in Broomfield, the Siltahar team will make the buying process simple and stress-free. Go Buffs!
At First Bank, we think that good means an experienced and accessible mortgage team, because your mortgage specialist should understand your needs, the community itself, and the current market. They should also understand who you are as a person, your hopes, your dreams, any allergies you may have, your most embarrassing story from fourth grade, and the fact that you don't know what LOL stands for, but it's been too long to ask. Or at least the first bit. Stop by a First Bank branch to speak to a mortgage specialist today. First Bank. Banking for good. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. NMLS 458768.
Do you hear that Coors Light being poured? It's the perfect temperature. How can I tell just based on the sound? I can't. But I can see that the mountain on the can is blue. And when the mountain is blue, your Coors Light is perfectly cold. Coors Light is cold lagered for a crisper taste, cold filtered for brightness and clarity, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Doesn't that sound good? 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With six Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
Back once again on Bus Prime Time. We're here at Corelli's of Boulder every Monday night from 7 until 8 o'clock. Our gracious hosts every week, all season long, as we go. The Tiger final show will be right before the Pac-12 Conference Tournament. So a few more weeks left as the Buffs are running down the back end. In fact, halfway through now of a Pac-12 play, 9 games in, and they're 6-3 at the halfway point. I mentioned before the break, a little tease there. Earlier today, McKinley Wright, named as one of the 10 finalists for the Bob Cousy Award.
Yeah.
As the top 10 point guards in America. How about that honor?
That's a great honor.
I know you're not going to argue with that.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. And he, you know, he's in great company. I mean, you got the kid from Duke, Trey. I want to say young, but it's not. That's not right.
No, he's in the NBA now.
But he's in the NBA. But yeah. The kid from Duke's on there. Peyton Pritchard's on there. I mean, Devon Dotson from Kansas. It's a big time list of point guards, and McKinley is so deserving. I mean, everybody knows he scores, and you know he can pass the ball. He's got great assist numbers. His assist turnover ratio has really gotten much better this year. Something we've challenged him on last 2 years. But the two things I don't think he gets enough credit for that I want people to understand is, number one, he is a terrific defender.
Right.
And he gets the best assignment of the perimeter guy on the other team, you know, night in and night out. And he takes it on as a challenge. The job he did against Jonah Matthews, at USC on Saturday night.
Right.
Jonah Matthews had 13 points, and they say, well, you know, he's averaging about that. Yeah, but it took him 15 shots to get it. And Remy Martin got 23. on 25 shots. I mean, he makes guys work for everything. So that's number one. And the second thing, Mark, and you've been around our team a lot, he is an unbelievable teammate.
Yes.
I mean, when your best player, and I had a chance, I always use Danny Manning as an example because I played with Danny for a year at Kansas, and as good a player as he was even a better teammate. And when your best player is a great teammate and the other guys like him and respond to him and follow him, gives you a leg up on everybody else.
Trey Jones.
Yeah. There you go.
I didn't know that off the top of my head. I cheated.
I didn't either. Yeah, so that's right.
That internet's an amazing deal.
It is amazing.
But no, and that's right. Tell me what you've seen when you watch him over the course of almost three seasons. And when he got here, he was a great player. I mean, but you know, he was young and he going to grow up a little bit. What have you seen? Where has he really made strides to you in his junior camp?
I think his confidence level. I mean, he's that guy that knows what needs to be done, and he's that's been there. And again, another thing that makes him special, and he's always had this, but even more so, is he's a guy as a coach you don't have to get on because he's what I call self-correcting. He knows when he makes mistakes, and before I start to say something, he's like, I got it. Like, you know, today in practice with transition defense, our guys weren't talking, you know. He's like, Coach, that's on me. Like, so he takes ownership of his mistakes, and so many guys don't want to do that. They want to say, well, they want to point the fingers at their teammates, and there's none of that with him. And I think the other, but to your point, or to answer your question of where he's grown, is there are times as a leader, and this is a really hard thing for young players to make. As a leader, you have to hold your teammates accountable to the standard that you set, and being a good teammate. You know, guys want people to like them, and when you snap on somebody or get on them as a teammate, that's very uncomfortable. I remember Josh Scott; it's something he didn't figure that out till he was a senior, and it is very uncomfortable for him to do that. But as a leader, you have to do that. You have to pat them on the back and praise them when they do things well. But you also, as a teammate, have to hold them accountable for the things that they don't do well or when they aren't. You know, whether they're a younger player or maybe your roommate. You know, maybe Tyler and McKinley are roommates. They're friends. There's times when McKinley needs to get on Tyler.
Sure.
And that's a hard thing to do. It's hard. It's time sometimes when Tyler needs to get on McKinley. And that's where young players, you know, you get to an NBA level, and you have a rookie that makes a mistake. He's going to hear about it from the veteran.
Sure, he is.
Like, and it's going to be
more so than from the coaches.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Because they hold each other accountable, and that's what true leaders do. And he's starting to get that, but he doesn't overstep his bounds. But I've tried to empower him because, you know, McKinley, the one thing he does is he walks the walk.
That's a rare quality. Somebody once said, everyone wants to be a lion until it's time to do lion stuff.
That's exactly right. No, that's right.
So when you go out and you're recruiting and you're looking, especially with that position, being the quarterback of a basketball team, are you analyzing that aspect of players the best you can?
Yeah, best you can. Yeah. But you just understand it's so rare. And it's an interesting philosophical question. Are leaders born or are they developed?
Right.
I'm of the inclination that they're developed. I think there might be a few really special ones that are just born to greatness and born to be great leaders, but other ones usually have to work at it, and they have got to develop those qualities. And I think every player to a certain degree has those qualities, but some of them are able to develop them more than others. And sometimes that's one of the reasons I don't like to name captains. You know, there's a lot of coaches, they name captains.
Right.
And I've always felt like I don't want to mute somebody else's leadership ability because I think leaders develop and they kind of create themselves in the times of adversity, or they don't. And we've had some teams here where things go south and the leadership is not there in the locker room, and those teams struggle. But when things get tough, McKinley's the guy who steps up and says what needs to be said, and he's not afraid to do it. And I think that's the big step he's made this year, and his teammates have followed him.
You know, one thing that's interesting about that, when you've got a guy, Josh was this way, I think, as a senior.
Yes, as a senior.
McKinley certainly is this way. I wonder sometimes when you've got guys that are that dominant in terms of their personality, kind of their, I don't know, magnitude on the team, are other guys reluctant sometimes to step up?
Sometimes maybe, yeah. Sometimes they are. And I think, again, that's this, they call it the law of the jungle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have those, they call them alpha dogs. You know, they just kind of, it just kind of, every team has them, every team. But the difference is, can those guys step up when things go bad?
Sure.
And a lot of guys want to be that leader. They want to be that alpha dog when things are going good. But now when things, you know, hit the fan, they want to scatter and run for cover. And that's where you great leaders don't do that. And McKinley Wright, I'm telling you, I've been around a lot of players. He's as good of a leader as we've ever coached.
I hope you folks are writing this stuff down. Did you get that? The law of the jungle and hungry cats kill more mice.
Yeah.
Have you written this stuff down tonight?
That's right.
It's kind of wisdom you're getting
exactly
here on the program tonight.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, before we start talking about Cal a little bit, and Tyler's coming up here in a few minutes as well, you've had some guys that really, and Dallas is coming around. I think we talked about him a little bit last week. Yeah. Continued to play some very nice minutes. I thought Eli Parquet, this road trip, really gave you some great minutes out there.
Unbelievable.
For a guy that, you know, maybe isn't getting consistent minutes, so, you know, you better be ready, as you talk about all the time when you call upon him. Man, did he answer this past week.
He did. And it's so heartwarming, you know, as a coach, because you can't play everybody you want to play. There's only so many minutes to go around, and, you know, and you got rotations, and you want to have some continuity, and you don't want it's really hard to go in and play for 3 minutes. You know, it's just really difficult to get into a flow and get anything done. And so that's why practice is so important. I want our players to really value practice. And Eli has practiced so well over the last 3 to 4 weeks. We've seen this coming. And, you know, with Maddox's concussion, he's out. His minutes go up, and he took them, and, man, he just ran with them. And he was a guy we just didn't feel like we wanted to take off the floor, because he was guarding. He's making shots now. He competes. He's a guy that I think has the confidence of his teammates, but he's earned that in practice, Mark. It hasn't just been given to him by a coach.
He can be a very good defender, can he?
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's the one area where I think, again, young players identify their games and their success with their offensive production. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we've really tried to stress with Eli, and we tried to do this with Tyler, especially early in his career, is, hey, that defensive side of the ball, that's where you're going to earn your minutes. Yep. And I think he's finally understood that. And you saw against USC, he was terrific.
Give us a thought about this Cal basketball team that's coming in here on Thursday night.
Very, you know, again, there's teams that overachieve based on their expectations, and maybe some teams that underachieve based on their expectations. But Cal is a team that is overachieving. They've got a new coach. They've got kind of new life, new blood. They're guarding very, very well, and they've got a really, really good score. Their offensive firepower sometimes is there, sometimes it's not, but they really defend, and they play with great energy and effort. And so they're a very capable team. They beat Stanford at home in an upset. Cal Stanford is a big rivalry, obviously, but no, they're a formidable team that we've got to be ready for. And we can't look at preseason rankings or even records. It's a Pac-12 team with good players and a really good coach.
I think they came out of non-conference play sub-500. I think a lot of people wrote them off. Here they're sitting right in the middle of the pack right now at 4-4. So they're one game out in the loss column. Before we let you go, Tyler's going to come up here in a couple of minutes. And, you know, he's so wildly talented. We well know that. And what he can do athletically, he's become a – There are times he can be as disruptive as anybody in the Pac-12 defensively.
Yeah, he really and when he is what I call dialed in or attentive, and which he's really been good, especially over the last, I'd say, again, 3 or 4 weeks since we started Pac-12 play, he's shown more discipline on the defensive end than he's shown in his entire career. And, you know, I always tell Tyler, you know, being as athletic as you are is a blessing, but it's also a curse, because, you know, you've been able to get away with a lot of things because of your athleticism, that the higher level you go in basketball, you're playing against guys who are just as athletic and maybe in certain cases more so. So that's where your discipline and your awareness on defense, it really comes into play. And he's been very, very good on that, staying on his feet, He's a great shot blocker. We know that. He gets off his feet very quickly. We know that. But he's showing great strides. And then his jump shot keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
His mid-range game. He catches the ball on the block, and then he turns and faces. You know, he's as good as anybody in the league with that turnaround jump shot. And so he's having a great junior year, and he's a guy. When Tyler plays well and he's dialed in, along with McKinley, we're pretty darn good, and he was that way on Saturday night for sure.
We saw that against Washington, against
we
that
did.
Zone.
Yep.
He got a lot of kind of in the elbow area down the yep. baselines, and that shot wasn't there when he was a younger player.
Exactly. Yeah. Mid-range 15-footers, money. And, you know, and he was 2-for-2 from three. He's a guy, when he gets his feet set from three now, you know, he feels comfortable letting it go, and we want him to do that. He doesn't hunt the threes, but when they're there, he takes them. So, yeah, a lot of good things with Tyler, that he's doing a lot of great things for our basketball team right now.
All right, well, Tyler Bay, Tad Boyle, the Buffaloes will take on Cal. That's a 6 o'clock game on Thursday night, 4 o'clock on Saturday with Stanford coming to town. Coach, have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
All right,
Mark.
Tad Boyle, head coach of the Buffaloes, as we come to you from Corrales of Boulder here in the corner of baseline and 30th. Tyler Bay and Alex Earl still to come over the last half hour of the program. We'll take a timeout. This is Buffs Primetime, and this is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Students can count on good reading and science skills to take them far in life. Who understands this better than IBM? That's why they sponsor the Read with the Buffs and Try Science programs. Through Read with the Buffs, CU student-athletes visit schools to get kids more interested in boosting their reading skills. Parents, you can get involved with your child's education to help ignite their creativity by visiting teacherstryscience.org/kids. Read with the Buffs and Try Science. IBM connects with kids.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
Your kids aren't just a little you. They're different. They have faster heart rates. Their bones are growing. They breathe faster. They metabolize medication differently. They're more sensitive to radiation. They have trouble communicating what hurts, and they heal faster. Which means that when they need to go to a hospital, they need one just for them. At Children's Hospital Colorado, we know just how different kids are from adults, and that changes everything about the way we treat them. Kids are incredibly different. That's why they need incredibly different care. Children's Hospital Colorado. Here, it's different.
I am a nurse.
A firefighter.
A college student.
A mother.
And I am an American soldier.
I will always be ready
for every storm
and disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Back once again here at Corelli's of Boulder on the corner of baseline and 30th. Our gracious host every week for Buffs Primetime. Always come by and see Greg and JT and everybody here. The food is outstanding. We had a little switcheroo here, weather affecting Tyler getting here. So Alex Earl was kind enough to, well, you were just sitting up there.
I had some
game prep. What were you doing over there?
Yeah, I was watching Washington and
eating calamari. Mostly eating calamari, kind of watching Washington.
Look at that. A coach's job is never done, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, we welcome the assistant coach of the Buffaloes. They're coming off. They had the two Oregon schools this past weekend. Did you see what Oregon did with UConn tonight?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. It's yeah.
They went in there and beat Oregon tonight.
UConn.
Oregon beat UConn. I don't know if that was in Storrs or if it was, I don't know where they played that one tonight.
In Connecticut.
It was in Connecticut.
Yep.
But they won by 18. So Oregon went in and beat up on UConn at home, which doesn't happen very often.
No,
right?
it doesn't.
Are they the best team in America?
They are the best team in the world.
Yeah?
Hands down.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, they had a couple slips with Louisville and Arizona State, but Oregon is the best team in the world.
And when Alex sat down, I said, well, let's see what INSQ did. Oh, she was only 10 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yeah.
She did get a triple-double tonight.
No, but she was very close.
As long as you've been around this game, is she going to be one of the top 5 players you've ever watched?
Yeah, she's just very savvy, and her basketball IQ is out of the roof. She's just so smart.
What is she, 5'10", 5'11"?
She's 5'10". She doesn't have any crazy, ball handling skills.
Right.
She's just very solid and very smart, and you take this away, she's going to go that. She's going to do that. You take that away, she's going to do this. She's just very... She's just very good.
Isn't it amazing? We think in this game all the time, and I don't care if it's men's or women's basketball, we think, well, you have to be the greatest athlete on the court.
Yeah.
And you can go over the course of, pick your era. I don't care if it's, Bird and Magic or we're talking about Ionescu.
Yep.
Not the greatest athletes, but great skill and how that can set you apart.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, take rebounding, for example. You're a great athlete. You can, you're supposed to be able to rebound. But she boxes out, and she's savvy on the boards, and she likes to kickstart their transition. So she rebounds because she wants to rebound. And so, she's just very, she's just good.
Yeah, they're a great, great team. But they obviously go to UConn and win by 18. They're a great, great team.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, we talked game against them, obviously. I got the sense, though, we were in Los Angeles and kind of paid attention to what's going on with your games. You guys came away from the OSU game a little disappointed in your effort on the Thursday.
Yeah.
I guess Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah. This week we're focusing on 3 words. Just do your job. That's it. All you have to do is just do your job.
Yeah.
And I think Coach Boyle actually just touched on that. But we lay out the game plan. We work on it all week. We do scouts. We spend tons of time doing it. All you have to do is do your job.
Sure.
And then first possession of the game, we're supposed to, have this specific coverage on a ball screen. We do the opposite. It's like, what? Just do your job. So that's what we're focusing on this week, because if we do our job, we'll be fine.
Is this a... I don't know if teachable is the right word. Does this team process and generally, with the exception of obviously every once in a while, process and then follow guidance? Does this team do that?
Yeah, they do. And they're not trying to be jerks. They're trying to do their job, but they just need a little bit more focus, and just trust in what your coaches are asking and your teammates. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So
there's a great old line. You got a young basketball team there.
Yeah.
The best thing about freshmen is they become sophomores, right?
Yes,
absolutely. The best thing about sophomores is they become juniors.
Yes, yeah.
It's amazing how that maturation process, a lot of times, as Tad knows, he's got a very veteran basketball team, takes care of some of those issues.
Yeah, it does. And we're young, and we've been young, but we can't use that excuse.
Right.
Because we're halfway through the season now, so... Jalen, you're not a freshman. You're a freshman and a half now, so you don't get that excuse anymore.
No, that's right.
Right.
We haven't had you on for the show, and she's so fun to watch. And, here we're talking about McKinley. He's a junior point guard, one of the top 10 point guards in the country.
Yeah.
She really is an exciting player when you look at her and see what she can potentially be, isn't she?
Yeah. And Jalen is just very competitive. Hmm. She wants to win. She has the will to win. She wants to work hard. She wants to be in the gym extra. She wants to do all of these things. She's a leader as a freshman for our team.
Right.
She sets the tone for us, offensively, defensively. So she's going to be great.
Even though it is a young team, having her be a freshman, that position naturally a lot of times allows you to lead.
Yep.
But still, you've got to have a willing roster then to kind of follow her lead.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny you say that, because we were talking to Jalen today in film, and so she looked at Jay in the Oregon game. Okay, so she looked at Jay. She got a play call, And Jace told her the play call, then she came down the court and didn't say anything. We're like, well, your other teammates have to know, you know? So we're still working on her a little bit. But yes, she's forced to be in that role. But our team, I think our team is great with that. They don't care. They just want to win.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they know that she's competitive and she works hard. And so they respect her for that.
How about Emma Clark? How is she developing?
She's doing great. She's embracing a little bit her role of what we're just asking her to do. And she'll be able to, you know, as her game expands, she'll be able to do other things. But right now we've asked her to be a knockdown shooter, and that's, you know, what she's been for us. She's had a couple lulls here and there in certain games, but other than that, she's shooting the ball great for us.
You know, we talk about this league all the time. We flippantly always say, you know, the Pac-12 is the best league in college women's basketball. I saw today that five Pac-12 teams are in the top 12, I think, or 13 anyway.
Yeah, I was looking at that too, because it's all those, you know, top 20 teams, and then we're right there. We're like six, but they're all top 20 team, you know, and it's crazy. We'll get one of them one day.
Yeah. And that's the thing about you guys. You've had so many close misses, if you will, against top 10 teams.
Yeah.
It's bad, but it is a learning process.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we learned a ton from Stanford. That game still like makes me itch, but,
That'll keep you awake at night.
My gosh, it does. But it was just a great learning experience for us. We learned a ton from that game. So every game, hopefully, we just keep getting better.
Is there something as well? This is year four for this staff together, right?
Year
four. That's got to add something as well, just in terms of continuity and having your team that is all of your players now, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, we all were at Santa Clara together.
Okay.
So we came from Santa Clara. So we've been together for 5 years. And then, yes, at Colorado going on four. But, yeah, I mean, we just in terms of verbiage and, you know, everything, what we all value and those types of things, it's all directly related to, you know, how we work together. And Coach JR, we believe in her and love her to death. And, you know, so we just kind of are all on board.
How about you being a young coach? How do you view your role in this staff?
I just try to do my job.
Right. Which is what you were talking about, right?
What I was just talking about.
Do your job.
Yeah. Yeah. I just try to do my job and keep learning every day. And I just love the people that I work with and I love what I do. So I don't take that for granted.
Give us a little bit of a scouting report. You're on the road against the Washington schools this week.
Yeah. Washington State. So Washington State has a couple of really good kids, like game changers. So we're kind of looking to see how we're going to guard those two kids. And then Washington plays a really funky defense. When we're watching other teams besides Washington, we never watch their games against Washington because it's like their defense is so just different.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to figure out how to score against – it's a zone. Okay. And then they, you know – so both very good teams and very hard to play in Pullman and in Seattle.
Yeah.
So
– all right. Well, I was going to mention, too, they've got an event coming up, and I promised I wouldn't ask Alex about it. Because it's 2 weeks away. The women's program is having a reunion, 25th reunion of the 94-95 team coming up. It's the weekend of the 14th through the 16th. And so everyone's coming back. It's the Elite Eight team that, boy, was this close to making the Final Four back in that 94-95 season. So that's a big weekend coming up after this weekend. So go to Washington, come home.
That'll be exciting. We love when alumni come visit.
Yeah.
We love it.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And Coach Barry had a phenomenal team that year. And so that's coming up. Anyway, we'll talk more with JR about that next week. Well, good luck. Have a great road trip.
Thank you.
And go finish your calamari.
And my scalp.
That's right. There she is. Alex Earle, assistant coach for the CU women's basketball team, on the road against the Washington schools this week. And then that big reunion weekend coming up the final week. Tyler Bay is here. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're at Corelli's. It's Bus Prime Time. And the junior from Las Vegas will join us after a quick break. This is Colorado Basketball for Learfield IMG College.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? 3 times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue. Because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains. Not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
At Safeway, we know fresh matters to you, and it matters to us. Fresh means cut and prepared right here in store, every day. We also know local matters, so we're proud to carry Colorado Choice Angus beef, plus fruits and vegetables from local growers. You'll find freshness in every corner of our stores, from baked breads and hand-decorated cakes to our famous fried chicken. Fresh matters to you, and it matters to us. Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
Back one final time on Buffs Prime Time here at Corelli's of Boulder on a snowy night here in Boulder, Colorado. We see Buffaloes getting set for a homestand. They've got a Thursday night game against Cal. They've got a Saturday late afternoon 4 o'clock game against Stanford. Looking for a big crowd for these last four home games. Two this week, and they're back in the road before they wrap it up with a couple of home games against the L.A. schools. Tyler Bate, Jr., out of Las Vegas, joining us. Thank you for coming out here and fighting the snow.
Of course.
Just like being back in Las Vegas, right?
No, not at all.
Hey, you know, off the top here, your roommate, you see what happened with your roommate today with McKinley and the Cousy Award?
Oh, yeah.
Named a finalist for the Cousy Award.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, though.
No.
That's Cam.
He's one of the best point guards in America.
Yeah, I love playing with him, too.
Yeah. Did he come home and did you guys have to do dishes for him or something?
No, not at all.
The Buffaloes, you got Cal coming in on Thursday night. Coming off this road trip, here you guys sit. You're in a, five-way tie in the loss column, top the Pac-12 conference. How are you feeling about where you're at right now?
Pretty great. We just we got to come out and keep playing the way we did at USC, be consistent. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
You know, we hit Dallas on television today, and he and I got talking about that consistency we're talking about. When you guys play the way you did on Saturday with, I don't know how, what you want to say, energy, the edge, the crispness, whatever it is. When you guys play like that, you guys can play with anybody in the country. How do you guys capture that consistency game in and game out?
We can't play down to our competition. I think that, like, we've been playing weaker teams that we figured that we're going to beat them. Yeah. We can't come out there just being cocky. We got to come out there being humble and playing together as a team, being dialed in the whole time.
What changes? You know, we talked with Tad about you guys going from being a hunter to the hunted team. You're a top 25 team. You go out, you know you're going to get everyone's best effort when you go out and play. Individually, that's happened with you, hasn't it? I mean, you're a first-team all Pac-12 guy a year ago. What changes now when you go out and guys know they're playing against Tyler Bay, the first-team all Pac-12 guy? Have you noticed guys boxing harder on you, playing more physical with you? What have you noticed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I notice people come at me more. They talk a lot of mess to me. but, yeah, it's just basketball. But I also noticed that they double team a lot more, and I have to be able to, you know, take in, have my composure and stay on balance and be able to see my teammates.
You really made, I thought, a huge step maybe after, the first month or so of the season, because that double team was coming at you a lot. I remember when Josh Scott was here, he had to learn to handle that when the double team was coming. And there was a period there where maybe you were struggling with that. What clicked with you offensively when you got the ball, the double team's coming, and you knew now, okay, I gotta find the open man when I get the ball down here?
I think I was just being in a hurry, trying to get out my hands super fast. But instead, I'm still learning, honestly, but instead I just got to turn and face and take my time.
Yeah. That jump shot's come around, isn't it?
Yeah.
You didn't hit that shot as consistently when you were a young player.
Nah. It's
a lot of reps in the gym?
Yep, and yeah. More confident.
Right. Are you much stronger, do you feel? Now when you get the ball down there, you can take more physical contact?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think I was in the weight room a lot this year.
Yeah. Steve's a tough guy on you guys in the offseason, isn't he? Steve Englehart, he's the strength coach for the Buffaloes. He can be kind of tough.
Yeah, he is. He makes sure that we're getting in and we're lifting, you know, on that weekend.
Is that the biggest lesson you had to learn about playing at this level, being down there on the block?
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to be stronger down there, especially my size. You know, I'm undersized, so I'm going against bigger guys.
What have you learned about playing against those bigger bodies out there? I mean, you're what? You're 6'8", what are you, 215?
Yeah.
What do you weigh right now?
Yeah, 215.
215 mm-hmm. pounds. Good Lord, I remember when I weighed 215 pounds. Long time ago, Tyler. Well, what have you learned about playing heavier guys? As quick as you are and is his great leaping ability, how can you use that to your advantage? You don't want to get in there and kind of go head-to-head and start, you know, trying to overpower guys, do you?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I just try to be good with my feet and, you know, play with my feet and my brain. That's what Coach talks about a lot.
You know, this last weekend, Andre Roberson joined the team in Los Angeles. He was the guy that when you came in, people compared you to. Have you talked much with him over the course of time and gotten to know him a little bit, maybe pick his brain?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a great player. He was great here. And for me to follow his footsteps is big for me.
When you saw him play, did you see yourself in him? I mean, your guys are similar size,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Great leaping guy, great instincts, rebounding. Do you see the similarities?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. I feel like if I just stay in the stance and no personnel, I'll be okay every time.
Four more games left at home this season. It went by quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Important for you guys this weekend. Now you've got Cal and Stanford to really protect your home court this weekend, doesn't it?
Yep. And we got two seniors, so, you know, we all got together and, you know, we told each other we're not going to lose games like UCLA or, you know, Oregon State.
Sure.
We're just going to play and go out there and give it our all every time.
Hey, we appreciate you coming out here. Drive slow on the way home.
We got you.
All right. There he is. That is Tyler Bay, junior for the Colorado Buffaloes, as they get set to take on Cal on Thursday night. That's a 6 o'clock game. Again, gang, there's only four more home games remaining. Get out there, pack that arena, and cheer on these Buffaloes as they fight for a Pac-12 conference championship. Again, it's a 4 o'clock game with Stanford on Saturday night. Our thanks to Corelli's for hosting us this week. Once again, thank you for joining us on Buffs Prime Time here at Corelli's. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield, IMG College. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health stands shoulder to shoulder with Buffs fans as you live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
A dairy farmer got a text from one of his cows. You can now get an early warning tornado alert on the smoke detector in your home. Children at an off-the-grid orphanage in Tanzania are connected to the internet. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Aero Electronics. 5yearsout.com.
With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health wants to help you be relentless in your pursuit of living an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Hey, Buff fans, visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years, no cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day. Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains. Not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
Live from Corelli's of Boulder, Buffs Primetime with Tad Boyle has been presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.